Let me read you a headline from an article I recently came across. 98-year-old woman regains driver's license to help friends. Did that catch your attention? I know it caught mine. As soon as I read it, I wanted to know more. Her name is Evelyn, and she lives in a really great retirement community. Each week, a bus would drive her and her friends to the grocery store where they could shop for food and enjoy a nice lunch out. The whole community cherished this opportunity to socialize and share life together. But all that came to a stop when their bus broke down and could not be repaired. As a result, the members were forced to rely on their families to bring them groceries. But for one of Evelyn's friends, that strain proved too great. If there wasn't an alternative, Evelyn's friend would have to move to another home and their little community would be shattered. Well, that was all Evelyn needed to hear. She had a perfect driving record, never even had a ticket in her life. So she went to the DMV, passed her tests, and got her license back. And because of her effort, the community was able to stay together and continue sharing life with one another. Isn't that a great story? I think it serves as a perfect illustration of what the early church would have looked like as it was getting started. Just like the retirees, these early Christians were living and dwelling together in their own community. And just like Evelyn, those who were able to give, gave what they had to strengthen and serve the body. See how Luke records it in the second chapter of Acts. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. I love what this looks like. This is true Christian community, and I know we here at GCI have already experienced this and are ready and willing to continue caring for and building each other up in love. This week, I want to encourage you to think about what your community around you might need. See if you can help them out in some way. Who knows? You might just end up helping out someone who really needs it and sees a little bit of Christ in you. I'm Joseph Tkach, speaking of life.